time for today's No Sweat News.
All right.
The final stories that could win you Sammy Hagar tickets on tomorrow's No Sweat News quiz.
Let's do this.
And we start in New Jersey for the first two stories.
Tell me.
Jersey City. A 74-year-old guy in Jersey City crashed his 1997 Pontiac Bonneville.
Oh, wow, nice car.
Outside a home earlier this week.
Oh, no.
And he crashed because, somehow, he forgot to take the club off the steering wheel, which made it impossible to turn.
Oh, my God. I am not laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am. Mm-hmm. I'm laughing. Yeah, I'm laughing.
A little bit.
I'm a lot. A lot.
A little bit.
I'm lost. Yeah, looking in the mirror on this
now,
one.
Now, for whether or not you really need to use the club to secure a 23-year-old Pontiac from being stolen, I don't know. But I don't want to kick the gentleman when he's down.
It's like my first car was a 1975 Chrysler LeBaron.
Yeah, and you left the doors wide open every day.
I couldn't pay a car thief to take that off my hands.
Exactly. My first car was given to me by my dad when he got a new one. You know what it was? It was the very first minivan ever invented.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It was a Dodge Caravan. Yeah. And I got it in my sophomore year in college. It was the anti-chick magnet.
Oh, my God.
Great for beer runs when you had to go get kegs, but other than that...
No one wants to be in a minivan when you're in college, at least.
As for this gentleman, 74-year-old dude forgets to take the club off his steering
wheel. I feel bad for the guy.
It's right there in front of you.
But, you know, the club is not necessary.
As someone who has had that talk with an elderly parent, take my word for it. Have the driving talk with them before it's too late, okay? I know it was too late when they talked to you about the birds and the bees. You knew it all already. Take my word for it.
What are you talking about? I'm Irish. We never talk about
that. Exactly.
I've never gotten that talk to this day.
Do us a favor and get them off the road before it's too late.
Well, I mean, I'm just still shocked that the guy is using the club still. Like, I didn't even think that product existed anymore. Well, it's like a very, like, late 80s, early 90s.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if he got it in 1997 when he bought the car.
It's like God's putting a club on his bleeping truck of his.
Skateboard.
Yeah, his skateboard or whatever the hell's going on.
Here's another story from New Jersey, Dave. Dateline Hamden, New Jersey. Last month, the guy was hired at a gas station. He worked one day.
Oh.
On his very first shift, he stole $17,000 worth of stuff. That included lottery tickets, 89 cartons of cigarettes, and cash from the cash register. And then he disappeared.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Cops have finally released a picture of him from the security footage. And they don't even know his name because he was smart enough to steal his employment folder.
So the whole thing was simply...
One day.
To case this joint.
And 89 cartons of smokes.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, there's a slight part of me that's impressed.
A little bit, right?
If he was caught, I'd be like, wow, this guy just wants to live in jail, I guess.
And get cancer.
Right.
89 cartons.
If now that he's not caught, I'm like,
There it is.
All right.
And now, here's the story of a man who ate nothing but dog food for a whole month.
What?
You can check.
If his name is Morgan Spurlock, because that dope is always doing the 30-day challenges. Yeah, right? Now, I'm pretty sure he invented that.
Let me just say, Gotts did this in high school, but he had to. There was no other food to eat.
Oh, God.
This guy did it on purpose, by choice. Mitch Felderhoff of Munster, Texas, ate dog food for a month. Here's why.
Why? I mean, come on.
He is the CEO of a dog food company.
Oh.
Called Munster Milling. And his quote was, hey, we're not going to feed your dog something unless we've eaten it first. So he put his dog food where his mouth is.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, of course, there was a bunch of videos that were released over the course of the 30 days.
Really?
Yeah. And here he is.
Hi, I'm Mitch Felderhoff, one of the owners of Munster Milling Company. And I'm eating dog food for 30 days.
Crunch.
All right, it is the day before 30 days of dog food. I've got my beautiful bride Aubrey here helping me.
Hi, Aubrey.
I need a place to keep the food. Chicken and pork. One of my favorites. Salmon. The one I'm most excited about for a month. elk patties.
Yeah. Okay. The elk patties. That's what he's excited about.
Roxy, you hear that?
Oh, he's warning.
Roxy?
He's warning his dog to stay.
So what prompted me to want to eat dog food for 30 days? Well, I think it's a little naive to say I want to. Or maybe that's not quite accurate. I don't really want to eat dog food for 30 days. But what we do want to do is we wanted to prove that we believe in what we do.
Well, there it is.
All right.
So, well, I mean, I got to be honest with you, Dave. You got to give the dude credit for taking one for the team.
I know. He just and he just pretty much got a commercial right here on the rad.
I mean,
son of a bitch.
I would consider switching my dogs, Miles and Davis's food, over to this brand because of this stunt. And if it's working on me, one of the most cynical, black-hearted MFers on the planet,
you got
then
that part right.
The rest of the sheep out there are probably following right along.
Can we retro charge him now that we gave him an ad?
Yeah.
I just came up with something. We put products on the air.
And then send him a bill.
That is a revolutionary way to sell on the radio.
Now, you may
you
ask.
Heard it here first.
You may ask, so how'd it go? Well, the dude lost 30 pounds in 30 days.
That's because he was also puking for 30 days.
Right.
Okay.
He can only stomach so much.
He didn't show that part on YouTube. He was also vomiting for 30 straight days. And me, turn the camera off. I got to puke again.
That's today's No Sweat News. Tomorrow, the No Sweat News quiz. Here's how it works. Sammy Hagar tickets given away to the person who will be the first to identify the story that I made up. I'll read four stories on air.
Mm-hmm.
Three were actually part of our No Sweat News feature and will be part of the podcast section at WRAT.com later on today. The fourth story, I'll make it up a little after 4:20. So if you can spot the phony,
then you're in.
Got a great shot at winning.
Got two people who are saying they want to win those tickets. Not one, but two people on Facebook. Wow. Hi, Larry.
There it is. Hi, Larry.
They want the Sammy Hagar tickets. They are going to be boning up on the podcast section.
As well they should.
WRT.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.